Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.
We are back with another episode of the Real Atlanta Podcast.
We back in it, man. Taylor popped it out with the intro. It's your boy DJ and ATL. We got Taylor right here, TK Style, aka Taylor.M.Goosby. We got my boy CJ over here. She love Charlie. Y'all already know what's going on. Is that one E or two E?
Two
E's on that thing, so make sure you get that right. We got my boy Mike, Design Like Mike, DLM over there. He doing the visuals, working the cameras, make sure everything look good for y'all, you feel me? Then we got my baby over here, Naja. She on the ones and twos, handling the audio, you know what I mean? Making sure me, Taylor, and CJ sound good, you know, just for y'all, man, you know what I mean? So that'll be doing, you feel me?
At this point, we don't even have to introduce ourselves no more, and that's just what it is.
That's fine. That's fire.
It's strong.
It good. I like it.
You know
when somebody be drinking alcohol, they know that shit strong. They be like, they gotta get through that strong
and
then
they be like, oh, that shit good.
That shit good though. That shit good.
What y'all do this weekend?
Yeah, you already know where I'm coming with it.
Why you gotta come at me first though?
Let's all say we all look very spiffy up here right
we
now.
We really do.
You know what I mean? We all decided.
Call them callers, y'all. Everybody call their call on the count of three.
It all came from CJ. CJ, man.
Right, he inspired me.
I had to, bro. The shirt that I had on was not functional no more.
So me and Taylor said we're going to go on and throw on our collar shirt, too. You know what I mean? But, yeah, what'd you do this weekend?
I had one on, but I took it off.
Sure you did. For real?
Uh-huh. I was like, I'm so stupid. Let me take this shit off.
Because we had one on, or you had it on?
I heard y'all.
Oh, okay.
So she threw one
on.
Why
you ain't keep it on? You should have kept it on.
I was like, I'm not on camera.
But you were supposed to.
Hey, man, what you did this weekend?
Just, all I could have said was, Taylor, what you do this weekend? And saying,
did we not?
What you do as a collective? Like that.
I want to
like
know what everybody did this weekend.
All right. What everybody did.
It ain't all about you, bro.
All right. Well, I ain't saying what I did.
All right, bet. I'm going to go first. I ain't do shit. I ain't do a motherfucking thing. I had plans. Them bitches got canceled. Quick.
Why they got canceled?
Your guess is as best as mine.
Damn.
What you did, DJ?
This weekend. Yesterday, had a business meeting that went really well. I got some businesses in the work that's gonna be very beneficial for me and, you know, all the people that are around me. So
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I did this weekend. I did that and that was very fun and entertaining. What y'all do anything else? Went to the swimming pool. I just stopped by.
Yeah.
I ain't even swim, but I went by the swimming pool. Had a bottle. You feel me?
Okay,
I pulled up with the bottle to the pool.
Okay.
Pool party. You want a pool party?
No, it was like four of us. Three.
Yeah. I ain't drink nothing either, but still.
Was it three, and then the plus one who couldn't drink, or was four and all?
Nah,
plus
it was
one.
Two adults and one kid.
It was three. It was two adults.
Oh, really?
I wasn't drinking. And then
you wasn't drinking?
No.
So
he brought the bottle to not drink?
Once he stopped
by, it
was for
Nigel
and
Mo.
Oh, okay.
I ain't drinking none either, though. We had already been drinking before he got there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But, you know. We watched a movie.
No, look how the world has come back full circle.
Because everybody else's stories were boring. I just went.
You goddamn right.
I'm telling you, what the hell going
spit
on?
Spit it out.
Why do I have to be the one to say something?
We all said
say something. We ain't going.
Did we not go?
But, okay, we went fishing this weekend.
Woohoo!
Okay.
honestly, it was a very great experience. Like, it's my first time, not fishing, but fishing on a boat. Okay. That's two different things.
Yeah, you're fishing, right about that.
You're right about that one.
Fishing, like, I ain't never experienced it like this. Like, it was just so funny because our tour guide person, he was funny as fuck. Like, he white, but he blended in with the family, like, real cool. Like, we was talking junk with him and everything. And let's
he
just
one of
say,
the people that was just showing y'all something.
He it knows? Was his boat that we was on.
Oh,
yeah. So we went fishing on his boat.
He was with y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his everything. He but was we a, kept the fish.
He was a taxi for basically. Water, basically.
Yeah. And he took us to hot spots or whatever where the fish be at and stuff.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. So
what lake was it?
One of them lakes.
Damn. It was one of them.
I don't know.
What lake was it? Oh, Lord.
Lake Clark Hill.
If y'all would have got y'all ass kidnapped, we wouldn't know shit.
You wouldn't because there wasn't no service out there.
Damn.
So, shit, you wouldn't even know where I was at. But, and then let's just say that the people who fish a lot didn't catch no fish, but the people who don't be fishing,
caught. Shots fired. Pew, pew. So, how many did you catch?
So, I caught 7.
Okay.
Big Taylor, okay.
Seven.
But no, compared to it was just one day.
Oh,
he was only there from 7. We was there from 7 a.m. to two in the afternoon.
So y'all basically just did like a work shift.
Richard B. Russell Lake.
Never heard of that one. I think I've seen a sign for that going down that way to a Sparta.
Nah.
But
no, nigga.
You gotta go past Sparta.
Nigga, you going past Sparta?
We're on the borderline of South Carolina and Georgia.
Dang.
You heard. Looking at Oconee.
Yeah, so basically we was out there for a minute. Like, where'd your ass been?
I left my ass at home.
Whatever. Jasmine.
Hey Taylor.
Hey girl. But so yeah, what I was just saying. Oh yeah, so I caught 7, but compared to his mama and his sister, they caught, like, I think his mama caught
20.
It was 20? No. I think no, Brown caught 18, and she caught 16, something like that. Dang. It was just crazy because his mama was sitting down. She fell asleep probably about 2 or 3 times, and she woke up, and the fish was on her rod.
What? That's crazy.
How many was on there when she woke up? More than one?
No, just one. Oh. Only one.
I don't know. I was like, wait, one what? Time I was like 6 years old.
But it was really, really fun. And yeah, it was just so funny because we had like on the boat, it was like probably like 5 rods on like each side. And then it was like probably like 3 or 4 rods on the front end of the boat. And he had like where the rods can like sit on the sit on it, so when a fish grabbed the, cause we had mentos, so we had the small little fish. We was fishing with fish, so I'm gonna tell y'all a story too at the beginning. So, like you'll know when a fish is getting caught on your hook when it be janking it down in the water.
Janking.
So every time, I cannot. So every time the fish should be taking the hook. Then he'll be like, the man will be like, from him, take him. It was just so quick.
Oh, so he telling y'all what
yeah, because sometimes we'll just be talking, and next thing you know, a fish should be on the hook, so we got to hurry up.
And he know.
It was not funny. He was like, hurry up and grab it. We had to pick it up, then reel that thing. It was just so funny. What I was just about to say, though.
Had to reel that thing in.
Oh, so at first, it was like the little small little fish. Mm-hmm. So at first, I was like, I can't touch it. I was like, ooh, I can't do it. Because we had to grab him from a water cooler or whatever with all the fish in it. The small fish that we catching, basically the bait. Yeah. And so then he like, grab it. I'm like, oh, I can't because it was just moving.
What bait did y'all use?
Mentos.
What is that?
That's what it's called?
Minnows.
So y'all use fish to catch other fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was that particular fish to catch the...
That's some low-down, dirty shit, if you ask me.
But yeah, and
that's
so
that's some low down dirty shit. I was grabbing
the fish, and what we had to do, we had to put the hook on the fish's mouth and grab and close the mouth up and put the hook on it, and it just made me think about SpongeBob.
Wait, it was live.
Huh?
The fish was live?
Yes, they was alive. Oh, y'all they wasn't dead?
No.
Then they swim around, look like real
and then,
fish,
yeah.
And then they hook.
Yeah, they like those, like, little.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
You ain't never did that before? You ordered fish with worm?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell y'all, so.
I never used fish.
So the instructor was like, at the end.
That is fucked up. That's like
eat them anyway.
I understand that, but I'm saying that's like putting a police officer putting a nigga in the hood to sell drugs so he can catch another nigga to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Or that's just like when they
do
put fake fish on the hook.
They do it.
As bait.
They do it.
That shit fucked up too.
That's what I just said is fucked up.
Oh no, but I thought you were saying like real live fish. That's what I thought you were
fish, talking. Period. You using another fish to catch another fish, that's fucked
that's
up.
That's what they eat though, so you ain't got
that's no what
choice.
They do, though. They eat other things.
The fuck?
At the end of the day, you're trying to catch them, so I guess it don't really matter. But
it don't really matter.
I'm just thinking from the fish perspective. If I'm a fish, I'm like, ooh, I got a fish. Oh, shit. Now your ass going up on the boat. That's some bullshit there. Yeah. Oh, so they that small?
Yeah. So you just take the hook and you put it either on his tail or you put it through his mouth. But it's live, though, so you got to really catch that shit. You got to make sure you got to put your two fingers on it. He liked it. I'm into it now.
Got your ass.
He's smiling over there. He's smiling like, hey, talk your shit, baby. Talk your shit.
You know what
he's
talking about.
Huh?
You gotta stab it.
Yeah, you gotta put it through his tail or put it through his mouth. But honestly, at first I was like, oh, I can't do it. But then after a while, that shit just got, I was opening up the cooler before we, like when we travel to a new location and stuff. I was closing the cooler, putting the top on it, then we go to the next place. I was opening the cooler, grabbing my fish.
They get ready, boy.
I was doing it. I was baiting my own stuff. I said, I can't do it. But yeah, you'll do that. That's what you do.
That's crazy, bro.
And then guess what? All I could think about was SpongeBob when the hooks was caught in. You remember the hooks used to be in the water on SpongeBob?
Yeah.
And then they used to get hooked and stuff.
And jump off.
Yeah.
Until Patrick
he
ain't have a childhood.
That's fucked up. He had to say that about my damn kid.
He have a childhood.
Who? Yeah, I did have a childhood. I watch amazing shows like Arthur and Barney. Real shows.
That shit hard.
Real show. I watch real shows.
When you walking down the street.
Yo. Everybody that you meet. As an original point or something.
Yeah.
See, and I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey, look, yeah, you know about Arthur. Hey, sing the SpongeBob intro.
Hold on, wait.
Exactly.
How
it
go?
It's a song. It's just music.
Who lives
in
it?
I do know that.
Whatever, under the sea.
What? I was like, fuck that. Who lives in the pineapple under the sea?
But let me tell y'all, I was so mad because the instructor, at the end, the instructor was like, okay, y'all, so everybody just keep one fish, one rod out there or whatever, because we was wrapping up about to go.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, keep one rod out there or whatever. Y'all, I was just praying to myself. Don't nobody know this. I was praying to myself. I was like, oh, I just want to catch one last fish out here, one last fish. When I tell you, it was a fish that caught my hook. I don't even know what it was, but it was something big. And I was trying to pull that shit in. I'm like, I'm almost about to fall trying to pull that junk in. And it just swam away.
Real.
It ate my fish and my hook.
Damn.
Real inside cheek.
I'm telling you.
I said, dang, I wanted to see what that was. I know it was something big, though. It had to be because it was real powerful. And I was like,
catfish,
but his daddy catfish was bigger than mine. I had a catfish.
Oh, you caught one?
I caught a catfish, a bass, and the rest was crappy.
Okay.
Crappy.
Did y'all eat it?
Mm-hmm. We cooked it the night we got it. Let me show y'all how it looks.
Well, that fresh fish right out the water that you catch, oh my god.
That shit hit different, bud. That shit hit different.
The only thing about it.
That shit hit way different, bro.
But the only thing I didn't like about it had bones in it. I don't like fish with bones in it.
I don't either, but that shit hit different, bro.
Yeah, it tastes different. It makes tastes it, fresh.
It's that, yeah,
it makes you appreciate yes, that shit that be in the store. Like,
yes, like this
shit.
This
shit ain't nothing.
Make me want some.
That shit, I'm telling you, that shit hit y'all different. Trying
to go? I actually had some.
We're calling like O'Connor.
I just gave my grandma everything.
I said we're calling like O'Connor.
What, the fish? I bought fish back. What? I gave it to my grandma because I know she
would. We need to go to Lake Oconee then.
Did y'all, you heard about the lady that died up here at Cascade?
By the Kroger? Flipped over?
On the belt line?
It was the older lady.
On the belt line.
That's crazy. What? That said she died on impact. I said, I know because she was older. She was in her 80s.
That's like a 30-foot drop almost.
It probably wasn't even the drop that killed her. It was like whatever happened to prevent. That led up to her going off that bridge. Like, the bridge,
that shit crazy.
Like, you already old. Your heart can't really take that.
87. Like,
bro, a good scare out of somebody. Mm-hmm. Then it's like boom, I'm already scared. Now I lose control.
Yeah.
Now I'm going over. Like, Jesus.
Good Lord, that ain't no way to go.
No,
that
sir.
Ain't no way to go, boy. That shit, man. We had drove by that shit.
That shit crazy.
And
I already know.
See the car down there still. Like,
damn.
That shit was crazy. They didn't even pull the car. That was probably like maybe 3-4 hours after it had happened. The car was still down there. Because they didn't know how to get it up. They didn't know what to do. Like, the car was still down there. And then they were talking about the railing. Like, that old-ass rusty railing that they had up there. That's why she just went over there. Now they got a... Yeah, like a barricade up there now. But that shit.
But my thing is, y'all don't think nobody heard it when it happened because it happened in broad daylight. Yeah, like,
they heard it, but.
They probably ain't know where it came from.
I mean, I'm sure somebody saw her go. It's traffic always right there.
But it could be a fact of.
It was
where,
three people in the car, wasn't it?
No. Uh-uh.
That was what they said. First, they said it was three people in the car, and then they said. No, well, then they said all of them died first. Then they came back and said, no. It was three people in the car, a grandma, a mom, and a daughter, and only the grandma died. Then they came back again and said it was only one person in the car. So it ended up only being one person, the lady.
Damn, they probably just like, didn't know because of...
How does that
they
happen?
They
had
it down there so long.
No, they was there, though. They was there. It was, the ambulance was there. It was hella police cars there.
It's just the word of mouth. Just, you know how word of mouth goes.
Like you said, they didn't know how to get
black
it up because...
Black folk got
to
exaggerate
it wasn't like
the shit.
It was a road.
You can't really go down
like,
there.
Like, get a car from where
exactly.
It's
because even like where the Kroger is right there, it's like you gotta really go down a little bit in order for you to get to the belt line.
Yeah. So they probably have to use like something to pick it up from up top.
They probably got a crane up there.
That shit crazy, man.
I'm sure somebody saw her go over. Cause it's
somebody saw it, but
I can't imagine what happened though. Like that, my whole thing. Like what could have led up to it? Like what made them? What made her come? Cause they said she came out of Kroger parking lot. So she came out of Kroger parking lot. Like she had to make a right. So when she made that right, only thing I can think of is somebody either sideswiping her.
Did she just go straight and onto the?
You can't go straight.
She came out of Kroger. Parking
she came out of Kroger parking lot.
Because so
the
right
way she
there,
went
then
down.
She made a right and then to go to the. Like that she red light? To the right? Like that?
Well, no, right like. Out of the shopping center.
Yeah. So just say you coming from DD's, right? Mm-hmm. And you went up that hill and then you.
Make
just
a
say,
right right there.
Yeah, you make a right.
To, like,
and then. Not even going that far, but
not,
just.
I'm not
yeah,
going
towards
far,
that way.
Going that way.
Yeah, basically. And then it's before you even get to that light.
In that bridge. Like
before you
little,
get to that light, she veered off right there and went straight down. Like from the peak, like the top of the. It ain't like she went from the side of it. She went from the very top of it and went straight down.
Being so old, maybe like her eyesight messed with her. Maybe she thought that was a turn or something. I don't
know. Ooh.
Anything.
I ain't gonna lie.
Her eye could have gave
up. Ain't no telling what could have happened. Because I mean, sometimes, especially, well, I know at night sometimes, like you can be seeing
you see
stuff.
Shit.
Like
yeah,
we was
yeah.
coming home from mm-hmm. last night. I think I was just so paranoid about deers and stuff. I just thought that everything was a deer.
Something, yeah, I like, that too. Like, objects be looking like
when we was on the way home last night, I just thought that everything was a deer. Like, everything looked like
a
deer.
Oh, spotted, they don't give a shit.
Exactly.
You ride through spotted.
We seen about 100.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you go see them.
And them motherfuckers don't give a damn. They run down the street.
That's like...
We seen 4 in the back of the Airbnb we had. Just 4 just walking. Yeah. And then a dog seen them.
That's
and they
ran
the fuck
off. That's their land.
But
shit.
You understand it's again, they habitat.
Exactly.
So it's like,
yeah,
y'all got to respect us.
Is they urgent
well,
like
I
his house?
I don't know where it came from. So
It's a crazy question.
It is a little bit. So, because you just said Airbnb, so I know y'all was on vacation, like, with his parents. Mm-hmm. When, and this is for anybody that's ever been, like, in a relationship or isn't one, is it appropriate when you're on vacation with your somebody's parents, whether it's the paternal or maternal parents, whatever it is called, is it appropriate to engage in sexual acts?
Get your freak on!
Shit, they doing it.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah, some people think because their mom, like if this is their mom house, they won't do it in their mom house or their
dad's. This ain't nobody's house.
I just don't want to be loud.
We all paying for it.
If it ain't under their roof, I don't see no problem.
So under their roof is enough?
Yeah.
That shit is weird.
That's a no for me.
At this age,
I was told you don't do it.
I mean, at this age, DJ.
What?
He's laughing like he's under, when he said it's a no under parents.
Yeah.
He started laughing a little too hard. I'm like, at this age, not.
Yeah, man, you got your own shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, bro, if we all pitching in on this house, we all pitching in on this house. Like, this shit over.
So, what you say? What y'all say?
Yeah, y'all talking over each other.
I don't understand. I'm confused.
Basically, my thing is if you're a child, well, if you, you know, live with your parents, you 16, 18, you experience sex, you having sex, you trying to sneak and get some pussy or sneak and get some dick, shit, go, you know, do your thing. But I'm saying at the age that we are now, you know what I mean? It's, yeah, you're independent.
Your parents,
the people you talk to are independent. Like, go to somebody else. It's the other place you can go fuck. Don't fuck at my house.
But no, okay. Oh, you're saying in that sense. I thought we were saying when you go out of town and stuff.
Shit, that too. But yeah, we had switched subjects and got on to that. Because Mike said,
okay, but at parents' house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you on a vacation, shit.
So like it don't be loud.
It don't be loud, bro. Just have respect for the. You gonna do that with anybody? You gonna do that with anybody? You gonna have respect for whoever you around? You should. Shit.
Some folks.
It's hard sometimes, but you know. You
I'm too scared to even do it at their house. Like do it at anybody's house.
So you wouldn't do it at your mama's house?
Yeah.
So wait.
I'm saying like,
no past tense.
I'm so confused.
I would be okay. I know how to sneak at my house. I don't know how to sneak at nobody else's house. So I can do it at my house, but I can't do it. I just won't trust and feel comfortable with doing it at somebody's house.
Okay, so
but you at somebody else's house who know they house, so they know where the fuck
you go. It's just a lose-lose.
So have you had a friend ever do something at your place of residence where you lay your head?
Right, like if you let a friend spend the night, her and her boyfriend or yeah. something like that.
Has mm-hmm. anybody ever crossed the line?
Mm-hmm. I know, my cousin asked me to
not at my
to
house,
have sex with this girl at my mom's house.
Because
she was my friend. And so my cousin met her through me, whatever, and blatantly asked me, can I use your mom's house? I said, are you fucking crazy? I don't even be fucking in my mama's house.
Nigga, just go to a hotel room at this point.
He probably ain't had the money to get out there. He trying to get some ass.
He was just getting in college.
I never did. Like, I don't fuck with that shit. When my friends be like, used to do that because, like, I had friends whose parents were stricter than mine, but my grandma was, like, a little bit more lenient. Like, she ain't finna let us have sex in her house, but she would allow, like, other dudes to come over, but we had to like chill in the living room and stuff like that.
Keep it in front of me. That's smart.
But like, yeah. Keep it in front she of not finna have like nobody else person come over there and just like, and I'm not even finna allow that because if I can't even do that shit,
yeah, you think
I'm not even finna allow your ass to do that shit. Like, that's dead. And even if I could do it, I'm just gonna feel like you're using me to do it.
So,
cause you can't do it at home.
So, what if I told you that I had sex at your mom's house before?
With who?
A girl that came to her birthday party that went.
That's out of my knowledge. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Nasty.
We went in the bathroom.
Who?
Me and the girl that was at the party.
What party?
Your mama's 48th birthday party. We was all in the garage, like, little area. We had snuck up and went in the.
That wasn't in the bathroom. They have a 48th right birthday party. She had a I think that was at Blue. Whatever.
Well, wherever we was at the house, it was all us there. Everybody was there. It was all in there. We went, came out of that little garage area, made a right there in the bathroom, right there.
You just saying because you know my mama house.
I'm telling you what happened, bruh.
He fucked in your mama house, girl.
That's disrespectful.
I'm telling her what you did.
I'm gonna tell her what you did.
Why did she give you that look like?
Nigga. And she disrespectful. She was like, I ain't trying. I don't want to believe this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he going into deep.
I'm just bullshit. You know I ain't do nothing to mama. I ain't that disrespectful. I'm a disrespectful nigga, but I ain't that disrespectful.
And you ain't disrespectful. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
This motherfucker on over here.
She disrespectful.
I'm disrespectful.
Why
you give me that look?
I'm
disrespectful.
I'm just playing, man.
Okay. I ain't playing.
I'm just right going to ask a question. Do y'all think that, okay, so yeah, y'all parents, okay, say if y'all parents did let y'all have company of the opposite sex or whatever.
At what age?
High school.
Okay.
And stuff. Would it be disrespectful for y'all to have sex if your parent know, you should know what you coming over here for. Well, if you're doing it the first time, well, like, you know, they come over the first time, you know, chilling and stuff. That's when they,
your parents, you know, let them go in your room?
Not even go in your room. You can be downstairs in the living room. Your parent not going to be downstairs. Your parent going to be upstairs.
Shit.
So do you think it would be okay for you to have sex with that person if your parent is okay for them coming over and y'all just chilling in the living room?
Nigga, you blatant.
Taylor threw me back, man.
You bold as hell.
I'm asking because
y'all niggas bold.
I did it. I did it. I mean, but the way I snuck it out, because I invited my homeboy over first. And then I invited the girl over. So my mom was like, shit, cool. She can go in there because there's two guys in there. You know what I mean? Like, I know he ain't go fuck with this homeboy in the room.
Shit.
Man, I had a couch in my room, a little love couch like that one right there. And just, shit, we were behind it. He was in front of it playing the game. I got there knocking her head down behind the goddamn.
Wow.
Y'all probably like 17.
You a real homeboy.
Yeah, he a real one.
He a real one.
He was a real one. Yeah.
Probably since
then. But I've had some times with his ass too where a girl done came over and he had to laugh with me. Shout out to Sensei, man. You know who you are. The new Donda album has officially dropped. Kanye West's album has officially dropped.
Well, all Donda. I know is I heard Kanye West been stealing a lot of stuff from people.
Soulja Boy said he a real hoe out here. And Chris Brown. Because
he stole that girl. Lord, I need you to wrap your arms around me.
I thought they were just putting her up, like, just a new video or some shit. That's fire.
But it's not a real song.
She's an artist now, so yeah, she made this into a song.
Yeah,
oh,
but
she
that,
did
that's a song, though.
Oh. Did he use this clip, or did he use
He probably used song? This clip.
The lyrics. Like what she sung. That's what she sung is not a song, but the song that she's singing is a song.
Okay, but if she ain't got it copyrighted, then
it's her
ad-lib.
It's her own ad-lib.
Yeah,
when you have golf,
but it is a song. It's Make Me Over.
Oh, okay, cool.
She just did her own ad-lib.
Okay, well, shit. That would you can do that.
Nah, bro.
Why not?
I mean, yeah.
If it's out there for if the right paperwork not behind it, I can use it.
You right.
Make sure your paperwork in line.
But be it Draco said you a real hoe out here, bro.
I think he was telling people shit. And I heard another incident that he stole somebody's stuff.
Man,
and Chelsea had to tell you that.
It's all artists steal.
And it's lame though.
You
great
can't
artist.
Name one artist.
Great artist.
Yeah, what's the quote? it's good artists use
nah.
Great artists steal or something like that. It's
pull
a,
up
it's
soul man. It's on them.
It's a phrase. Oh, you talking about Lester? Yeah. Lester said it. But I mean, shit,
good artists borrow, great artists steal.
I just and then Kanye said he wasn't even trying to put out the album.
He said, nigga, he wasn't.
He said he wasn't even trying to put it out.
Yet. You gotta realize. They put
it out. If it's okay, we can say she stole Janelle Monáe's style right here.
But my thing is, come on now. I just don't understand what's taking him so long.
You gotta realize, man, Kanye don't want to drop no more music. He really don't.
I mean, honestly, you gotta look at it from an even greater standpoint. This album is named after my mother.
There's money. Yeah, don't put that back
there. I just needed to play with something. Sometimes you need to.
Yeah, just something to twiddle your hands with.
Well, put it up then.
But,
get on track.
CJ looked at me like, nigga, that you better say something. No? All right, fuck it. But, what was I talking about?
The man don't want to put out no more.
Oh, yeah, it's on a bigger scale. So you got to think about this album is named after his mother that passed away.
His mama's name, Donda?
Yeah, that's her name.
That's fire.
She passed away because she had surgery and lost her life. Oh. So, he want to do right on this album. He want to do right by her. So, take your time. He want to make sure every song is perfect, on point, the way he wants it before he drops it. I'm not finna play around with my mama's name.
You right. Understandable. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that on greater stance. Like, it was a bigger picture around this. But I feel that too, where he like, bro, I'm a billionaire. What else is there to rap about?
He got a lot to rap about. He changed his life over.
What is he rapping about?
He gave his life to God. He getting a divorce from Kim. He still got his kids.
He's not going to get no divorce from Kim. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying he is either, but I'm just saying he has things to talk about.
He's not.
Kanye, the type of artist that he is, he's always going to have something to talk about because he raps about his life.
I feel that. Okay.
But now some other artists, you know, after they reach that success, they probably ain't going to have nothing to talk about. You got some artists like that where after they done talked about all the guns and killings and violence, but the thing you ain't got nothing to talk about.
Bro, you an amazing producer. Like, I have my hands in some of these new artists coming up.
You probably do. That's why you got so many people on the project.
How many people got on that project? For real.
At least about 20. I mean, at least.
27 songs?
It's 27 songs, so at least.
That's the best part.
Yeah, because you get to hear. Everybody gets their favorite artist on the song with Kanye. And you know you're going to bring your best work.
And they said the only reason Baby got put on there because they were trying to cancel that nigga.
Who, Da Baby?
Yeah.
Could be. Because he said he did come out and say Da Baby was the only one that said he was going to vote for me.
I would have shit.
So.
Vote for what?
Kanye. He came out, you know, another celebrity that endorsed Kanye when Kanye said he was going to run for president.
Oh, with that shit. Like, nigga, we already fucked regardless. Why not?
So let's fuck our ass up some more.
Why the fuck not?
Might as well.
Shit.
Oh, sound like a prisoner. My asshole already fucked up. Might as well let some more niggas come in there.
Whoa. I thought you was like lock up stance. Exactly. Shit, already got life, nigga. What else did I fucking... This shit went left. Whoa.
Shout out to Nene Leakes.
Who that?
What she do?
Nene Leakes. She from the...
Warehousewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
R-H-O-A.
Yeah. R-H-O-A. Mm-hmm. That one's talking about. See, we be on our shit, bro. CJ, I don't know where you be at with it, bro.
He on it.
Yeah. But anyway, so... Nene Leakes, her... Greg. Mm-hmm. She Greg said he's... Street? He No, Greg. Greg Leakes. It's her husband. He said he's at the house dying. Mm. So...
He dying now?
Yeah, that was she just came out and said it. She was at a
oh my God,
the video on the shade room. It just went viral. She said basically he's at the house dying. He's slowly dying away. I don't know what he got.
Cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah. So
damn.
Transitioning to the other side.
Dang, I didn't know he was dying though.
Yeah.
I know he been sick though for a minute. Dang. Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah.
John took him out.
Okay, I do know her. Mm-hmm. I do know her. Okay, cool. Yeah. I do know her, man.
So, shout out to them and their family, man. Just, yeah. Just
prayers sending, up, prayers up.
Healing energy and make sure y'all just, you know, and, keep them in your prayers.
A happy birthday to the King of Pop. You dig what I'm saying? Michael Jackson.
Yeah. It is his birthday. Okay, so let's talk about that, right?
Yes, sir.
He's the King of Pop.
You got them right.
Who's the Queen of Pop?
I don't even know.
They said Janet Jackson.
I feel that too.
You do?
I give her hell yes. Yes. Yes.
She the queen of pop, though?
Yes.
Who you thinking?
Who was in pop?
I don't really know what pop is anymore. These shit is so cross and
blended
now.
Only thing
I don't
is,
know what music
the
is
only
anymore.
Thing is,
they need to get rid of genres, bro. Just
the
get
Queen,
rid of genres.
The Queen pop is that Taylor
Beyonce
Swift
is
shit.
Pop. Taylor Swift.
Beyonce is pop. Yeah.
They said Beyonce is the queen of music.
Yeah, she
fuck pop.
I don't know.
She make
that.
Everything. She make hip hop songs. She
know
make.
About that, brother.
Whitney Houston
queen
is
of
pop.
Music?
Yes. Who's bigger?
What is
who's bigger?
Pop, though? What is the what is
I mean,
pop,
okay,
pop
I get
music.
It. I get it. I get it.
That's like you said. It's all
okay,
confusing.
Yeah.
It's all confusing because I don't. I
she bigger than all them.
She really
all
is.
Them. If what's name number one, she's bigger than her.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah.
She bigger than her.
Like I consider these people pop. Not even J Lo really.
J Lo ain't pop.
J Lo is
Lotto,
pop.
Who would y'all consider?
They got Whitney Houston as pop. I don't.
Whitney Houston
I
was pop.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Whitney
I guess
was
pop means popular.
She was just soulful, but she
popular.
It's popular music.
It's
popular
soul.
Music. Like
soul
they can play
music.
On any radio station. It could be performed anywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
now
I see what you're
Houston.
Saying.
Yeah,
queen of music.
She
Beyonce.
Queen of music because it's
because
nobody
Mary,
that's bigger.
Mary
then,
J.
Then
the queen of soul
queen of pop as well.
Ain't she?
Beyonce
no, I think she the
queen of pop as well, and she's the most popular of music total.
Yeah, I mean, is there somebody that's bigger? Yeah.
I would say Beyonce.
Yeah. So, okay. So, we'll let go like that.
I get
we got,
Beyonce.
Yeah. King of pop is Michael Jackson. Queen of pop is Beyonce.
Two Virgos. Okay.
They both Virgos?
Yes, they are.
Okay. You at the top of the list then.
Yes, they
shit.
Are.
What other categories they had on there? Do you remember them? They had the Princess of Pop and all that.
Princess? Who the fuck is a princess?
They had Ariana Grande. And then
no,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
And then,
I give her that.
The Prince of Pop was Justin Bieber.
I can see that. Prince.
You know what? I can really
I
see that.
What does Usher fall on the list?
Queen of R&B. I mean,
ooh.
King.
Damn.
King of R&B.
I don't know about that, though, because Chris Brown, I don't know. That's
nah, Chris be out there, bro.
He knows.
He ain't got Usher. Usher delivered a whole
that
project.
Should be, that should be a versus.
Usher still doing it
Usher versus Chris Brown.
A whole project.
Chris Brown has delivered.
No.
He delivered a whole project?
Not like Usher.
Usher had a
these
whole
are my
confession.
Yeah, that confession was
good. That shit is different, but
said she got run on the way.
I'm talking about, and he dropped a bonus with five more songs, and them bitches was slapping.
And Usher still making music.
Chris Brown still making music.
He just don't put it out like that.
But
Chris Brown
Usher
be touring. Usher
has been making music since the 90s. And he's still making music.
I mean, okay, I get it.
And he can still dance. Like, he can still do all that.
He still dancing?
Yeah.
Show me a video of Usher.
That nigga be pop locking
this
shit.
Y'all know who, yeah, in Vegas. Y'all know who Usher remind me of?
I need his money.
Who?
Uncle Mike.
I need some Usher books.
Not too much of the yeah. Show me a video of Usher goddamn doing something. I don't
he be
believe
dancing,
that shit.
Bro. He don't be dancing like he used to, but he still be got the little ticking shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, but yeah, the reason why he remind me of Uncle Mike is because like the same way Uncle Mike can go for a 30-year-old, bro. For
you know what? I can really give you that.
He can go for a 30-year-old. Same.
Way I give him
like,
my 35.
Yeah, he can go for a 35-year-old. How old is Uncle Mike? 40 what? He 53?
You know how that's a damn shame?
Like,
you had to think about it.
Because, bro.
Fuck that.
You know
look
your
at his status.
You know your parents.
That nigga look
shit. You know your parents' names off of it?
Age.
Age. How old is your
my
parents?
Mama 51, and then my daddy 49.
Okay, how old is Usher?
Usher about 50, something.
Usher ain't 50.
Usher ain't better. He better not
he
be 50. Goddamn.
He 42? Mm-hmm.
How'd you know?
He 42?
Yeah.
That's
he
crazy.
Young as hell.
I thought that nigga was 50.
He just been in the game so long.
You don't have to call.
Yeah, I should be dancing.
It's okay,
man,
girl.
He don't dance like he used to.
I sound good, Nigel.
He used to goddamn.
Nigga, at 42 years
40
old.
Is the new 30.
Shit. Yeah.
Shit.
So 30 is the new 20.
Yeah,
20. Oh, so
is
y'all
new...
we teenagers.
I'm
teenagers at this point.
Our knees.
We teenagers.
Hey, what? I just seen something. They say you only as feel. You only as old as you feel.
You
so
that.
How old do you feel?
I feel 60, bro. My bad.
You feel 60? Goddamn.
35.
You feel 30? Why she saying like that?
Bro, you don't
that
realize.
That shit hurt to even say it.
That shit, bro. Oh. My back has been in shambles. That shit hurts.
This nigga says shambles.
That it's shit only hurt, because bro. It's only because you ain't active as you used to be.
Nigga, like, my back felt 60 when I was 15. This shit hurt.
Yeah, you been old as fuck.
Mm. Picking up tree laws and shit.
Gotta do it.
I blame PRC services. I love them, but shit.
They did a lot for me.
But what?
Oh, yeah. Today made a year for, or was it yesterday? Either today or yesterday made a year for Chadwick Boseman. His death.
Who?
Chadwick Boseman.
Who?
Don't do this, man. No, don't do this.
You ain't pronouncing it right the yes, way you said it. Yes, I am.
Chadwick Boseman.
He probably don't even remember how his name really spelled. Whoa. Oh, wow.
Whoa. I can't even rock with you on that one, bro.
No, I'm serious.
Bro, I can't even rock with you on that one.
Do y'all ever think about this? Everybody pronouncing their name wrong.
Your own name?
Yeah.
Say your name.
Goosby.
Shut the fuck up.
It got B-Y.
Goosby?
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
No, it's Goosby.
So what you mean? Oh, you said everybody pronounced.
Everybody probably pronounced they names wrong.
Not mine. My shit's simple. Joshua Little.
Joshua.
This
shit is simple as fuck. I really wanted to change my name. I wanted to change it to Dixon. I wanted to be a Dixon, bro.
Nigga, you are. Wholeheartedly.
I am.
Nigga.
Genetically.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Blood through running
hear
through
me
my
out.
Veins,
hear
yes,
me out.
But I'm saying my last
hear
name
me out.
Wasn't that.
You hear
could
me
have
out.
Named that, though.
I could
change your last name.
I know, I could.
Hear me out.
It's a lot, but
you
can
are.
Change it.
I am. I know that, but I'm
nigga,
saying.
That's why like somebody brand new come up to you and be like, nigga, and they met all of us first, and it was like, damn, so you a Dixon too, right?
And I'm going to say, yeah, but I'm
so
saying,
are
though.
You not? Your last name Dixon?
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. My shit totally different.
You got two last names?
He.
Let me go ahead and break this down.
He's supposed to
be
a Dixon.
Let me go ahead and break this down for you.
Go ahead.
Grandma, granddaddy, Rolling Stones.
Both of them.
So the dude.
Yo, who?
My grandma and my granddaddy. One day is at.
Was what?
Rolling Stones.
For real?
It was out there.
I ain't know grandma was out there.
Yeah. Auntie Thema, I want to say two other ones. Mm-hmm. Them three, Granddaddy Bullet didn't have them. Them made his kids. The top three.
Man, I need a tree. You know how they got the tree thing?
It's going to be
fucked
up.
I need a tree.
So, boom. The dude that signed my dad's birth certificate. I want to say they was married at the time, so.
But then when he did.
No. So, that's how I got the last name Reynolds. Mm. My granddaddy Bully last name is Charles Dixon. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be my name, Dixon.
I think they make it more complicated now. Do you have to be the daddy to get your name on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you can't really do that. Back in the day, that's you can. Up. You could have did that. Because I know with my granddaddy, his oldest sister is not his sister on his dad's side. But she got his last name still.
Nigga, can y'all stop playing with Link?
She got his name still. So, yeah.
That's, oh, yeah.
But, like, nah.
I really
if you,
want to change my shit.
If you really sit down and just listen to the conversations they had, like, at the bar, like, around this time, nigga, your head, you will leave our house with your head hurting.
What you mean?
Because you will be trying to figure that shit out.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
in your head.
I already know. I ain't trying to. Ain't
like, that shit is hell.
I already know. It's too many variables. It's too many kids. It's too many.
This how the bad thing is. This is the bad thing. Granddaddy Bullet came up here and stayed for a minute, right? Mm-hmm. My daddy saw a picture in a magazine, ripped the bitch out, took it back to Sparta and asked his dad, and he was like, who this is? Look just like Uncle Bernard. Granddad Bullet said off rip, that's your damn brother. The head you looking at. Don't know that man, he got it out of a magazine. My daddy ripped the fucking picture out of a magazine and showed it to his daddy and said, hell, that's your brother.
Damn. I'm telling you. What the hell?
He was like, bro, this shit over with.
So it could be some more out there that we don't
almost know. Definitely.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What was the definite?
Nigga just shoot. He doing the NBA young boy. He just shoot.
But I think everybody family really liked him. I think, like people was making it die. I feel like they couldn't control their
nuts. Granddaddy was the only one.
No, they didn't know. They didn't know they made people. They didn't. I just think they just didn't know that they made kids like that. Like they was probably busting in people and not knowing. They knew that what can happen when you nutting somebody, but they were just doing that shit. Well, they couldn't stop that shit back then. I know they couldn't. Niggas be barely stopping now.
When was condoms created? Mm-hmm. Like when did condoms start? Because that could play.
You need to ask me and people when they started using them. Because just because they made it, don't mean
they was using it. The '90s when they started with that whole HIV stuff.
Well, that was the '80s then. Well, AIDS was '80s. What age was 80s?
1856.
58.
What the condom look like?
15.
Go to the evolution of a condom.
1858.
She said the evolution. She need the science.
I want to see how it first looked.
Yeah, I need to see the first condom ever made.
And see, was it protective?
Man,
for real.
Was wood.
I know that. Damn! That shit probably was right hell going into her.
That shit fucking her ass up. We ain't using that shit.
That shit hurt.
Had water on that shit.
Do that shit raw. Damn. That shit probably was thick as hell.
See what I'm saying? It's paper?
Paper fucking thin.
Oh, yeah, I know that shit dried out.
Man, hell nah. Man, nobody using that shit.
And it don't even look like it fits.
It says in 1872, Arise invented the condom using a goat's lower intestine.
Yeah, it's latex.
I
think that's what the latex is really made out of, goat skin or something. Wow. I don't have a goat.
But yeah, have y'all heard of the female condom?
Yeah.
Heard of the female condom?
Can you look it up,
it's
seen.
It's a
ring.
A damper dam or something like that?
It goes inside of you.
Yeah, like.
That shit crazy.
But niggas got that. Quiet in here trying to figure out what the hell this is.
The fuck is going on in this motherfucker?
I'm talking about.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit.
What about the outside of it?
Now, what did that whole thing just. You think in?
It's not.
Shit.
I'll be damned.
Now, it can't get stuck in there, right? Like, if this part go inside.
Yeah, I've heard of a condom
they would have to get it surgically removed.
I heard of a condom get stuck in a woman.
Whoa.
That shit crazy. But,
Nah, that mean. Never mind.
Y'all heard of the damper dam? The damper thing. It's like damper a sheet of paper. It's like a sheet of paper you lay on the pussy.
It's dental dam.
Dental dam. That's what it is. And you lay it on the vagina. And it protects you from viruses.
When you eat.
Huh?
Oh, what the fuck is this?
It protects you from viruses.
That's because they use at the dentist too, my bad.
Yeah, it protects you from viruses of the vagina.
That shit would be so fucking weird,
nigga,
bro.
What nigga
just
finna be
don't
like?
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
You ready to use this?
Just don't do it. That's basically what it's saying. Just don't do it.
Basically, bro.
Nigga, you look stupid as fuck.
Just don't do it.
You finna insult your way out some pussy. Ain't no girl finna let you pull out a piece of paper and be like, hey, I'm using this for you because I don't trust you, bitch. Like,
this like this. She finna lay down. Hold on.
You feel me? Like, ain't no, come on now.
So
what
you do?
That's how you do it right there.
So you just lick the paper? Like hell no, bro.
And her vagina will be right there where your tongue is.
On the other side.
Yeah. Nigga look stupid.
Telling you to let a man do that?
She feeling salted just looking at the picture.
She insulted.
She's
insulted. That's crazy. You but you lay it on the vagina, though.
Yeah, like that.
Nigga, you look stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, where did
you look dumb as
you
hell.
You want some head?
Like a big ass.
I got you right here.
Damn.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's like one of them things where you can do like this to somebody.
Like the towel. Yeah. We good?
We got some new things coming to the Real Atlanta podcast.
Oh, what we got coming?
Y'all stay tuned.
Okay, cool.
It's just a lot of stuff that we got going on. So y'all just make sure y'all stay tuned for the Real Atlanta podcast.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, we are really handling a lot of things on the business aspect of it, trying to get everything in order for y'all just to grow the brand of the Real Atlanta Podcast.
I cannot.
But yeah, just make sure y'all, you know, look out, be on the lookout for us, follow us, all that other good stuff, man. And it's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me out YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, TikTok, and follow me on TikTok for real, cause I'm on TikTok going up. Hey, have y'all seen the new things I put on the intro and shit? Like the whole look, like I put Tay K Styles on there. I put CJ, your name on there. How I pop up with the names. Y'all been seeing that? What you talking about? The circle with the wrap, then the shit slide in. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta check me out on that. Hey, man. Hey.
You working that eye move?
Hey, I ain't working with a lot, but I'm working it. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at me.
It's your boy. She loves child. You did. Tay K Styles on some other shit.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Not the liquor.
That's when you know you had. I don't know.
Laughing at Taylor ass shit.
Where's my bottle?
Taylor, get us out of here, man.
I'm saying. I'm saying, man.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goose. We also follow us on the Real Atlanta Podcast, on every platform that you can find us on. Oh, yeah, we are now on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
So y'all make sure y'all tune in to that.
What? Bro, finish. Bro, just finish.
And also, if you want to be on our podcast, we will be taking guests really, really soon. Email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com for all your inquiries, and we out.
Yeah.
You.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.